Numbers, chapter 32. Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of cattle. And when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that, behold, the place was a place for cattle, the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spoke to Moses and to Eleazar the priest and to the princes of the congregation, saying, Ataroth and Dibon and Jazer and Nimrah and Heshbon and Eleazar and Shebam and Nebo and Beon, the country which Yahweh smote in front of the congregation of Israel is a land for cattle, and your servants have cattle. For this reason, said they, if we have found grace in your sight, let this land be given to your servants for a possession, and bring us not over Jordan. And Moses said to the children of Gad, and to the children of Reuben, shall your brethren go to war, and shall you sit here? And for what reason do you discourage the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which Yahweh has given them? Thus did your fathers, which when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up to the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel, that they should not go into the land which Yahweh had given them. And Yahweh's anger was kindled the same time, and he swore, saying, surely, none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed Yahweh. And Yahweh's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of Yahweh was consumed. And behold, you are risen up in your father's stead, an increase of sinful men, to augment yet the fierce anger of Yahweh toward Israel. For if you turn away from after him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness, and you shall destroy all this people. And they came near to him and said, we will build sheepfolds here for our cattle and cities for our little ones, but we ourselves will go readily armed before the children of Israel until we have brought them to their place, and our little ones shall dwell in the fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return to our houses until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance, for we will not inherit with them on the other side of Jordan, or forward, because our inheritance has fallen to us on this side of Jordan eastward. And Moses said to them, if you will do this thing, if you will go armed in front of Yahweh to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan in front of Yahweh until he has driven out his enemies from before him, and the land be subdued in front of Yahweh, then afterward you shall return and be guiltless before Yahweh and before Israel. And this land shall be your possession before Yahweh. But if you will not do so, you have sinned against Yahweh, and be sure your sin will find you out. Build you cities for your little ones, and folds for your sheep, and do that which has proceeded out of your mouth. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben spoke to Moses, saying, your servants will do as my master commands. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our cattle shall be here in the cities of Gilead. But your servants will pass over, every man armed for war, in front of Yahweh to battle, as my master says. So concerning them, Moses commanded Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the chief fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And Moses said to them, if the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with you over Jordan, every man armed to battle, in front of Yahweh, and the land shall be subdued in front of you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not pass over with you, armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben answered, saying, as Yahweh has said to your servants, so will we do. We will pass over armed in front of Yahweh into the land of Canaan, that the possession of our inheritance on this side of Jordan may be ours. And Moses gave to them, to the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, and to half the tribe of Manasseh the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, the land, with the cities of it in the coasts, even the cities of the country round about. And the children of Gad built Dibon, and Ataroth, and Aroer, and Atros, Shophan, Ya'azar, and Yochvekeh, and Beth-Nimra, and Beth-Haran, fenced cities, and folds for sheep. And the children of Reuben built Heshbon, and Eliela, and Kirjathaim, and Nebo, and Baalmeon, their names being changed, and Shibma, and gave other names to the cities which they built. And the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, went to Gilead, and took it, and dispossessed the Amorite which was in it. And Moses gave Gilead to Machir, the son of Manasseh, and he dwelt there. And Jair, the son of Manasseh, went and took the small towns of it, and called them Havoth Jair. And Nobah went and took Kenath, and the villages of it, and called it Nobah, after his own name. End of chapter.